Hello, and welcome to another episode of Amateur Tarot Pod, the only podcast where we, two non-mystical hosts, use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That doesn't sound like Brian.
Uh-oh.
Are you feeling okay, Brian?
Yeah, I just caught a bit of a cold over the weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, of course, if you listened to last week's episode, you know that Brian is no longer with the podcast for the time being. This week and next week, we have a special guest host, the infamous 30-second skipper, my wife, Julia Noble.
Hello.
And I am your other co-host, your committed to the podcast co-host, Ben. Now that you're here, Julia, in the hot seat, why don't you defend yourself?
For the 30-second skips?
Yeah.
Because I don't like commercials or intros or outros. I know who you are, so I just skip it.
But there's so much great, I mean, it's, do you ever think about how disrespectful it is to think, to skip through the moment of silence for the lost lols?
I'm going to be very honest. Probably every couple of months I forget what lols means, and then I have to ask you. So, I don't know.
Well, lols stands for legions of loyal listeners or lizards.
Okay.
Dependent. Are you going to 30-second skip through the outro today?
Well, I don't know.
Like, are we going to be talking and then you're going to start saying something and then you're going to skip ahead 30 seconds into the outro?
There's a possibility.
Well, here's what we do on the show. It's the same thing that we do every week. We solve all of life's greatest problems using the tarot. And the way we do that is thus. We draw three cards, and in the order that we draw them, they indicate the recent past, the current actions, and the future 100% money-back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome. Then, Julia, as a longtime loyal listener of the show, what do we do next?
We do the card of the week.
Ooh. And then my favorite slash Julia's least favorite part of the show, although maybe about to change since you're featured, the outro.
Yeah, I might have different feelings about it after this.
How will you feel when you find out other people have been 30 seconds skipping through your Twitter handle?
I don't know. I guess we'll just wait and find out.
We'll have to know. I guess we should get a couple things out of the way here up top. First off, if the podcast sounds different, it's because we're not in the attic.
We're in the office.
Exactly. We're in the office. We have commandeered Brian's recording equipment and brought it all the way to our office, our home office.
Laundry is being done in the basement and Shira is snoring on the floor next to us.
That was the thing about Brian's cat. It didn't snore.
But Shira does. Okay. And it's beautiful.
Hopefully we won't hear too much of that today, but that's what it is if you hear a snort. It's a dog, maybe.
If you hear sounds of music, it's Shira.
And Julia, you're going to be doing two episodes here, and then we'll have a different, more permanent host coming in. But on these two episodes, you know, let's just get it out in the open. You know, what are your hopes and your dreams and your fears for your big two-episode run?
Well, it's early in the morning, and I have terrible allergies, so my fear is that I sound more nasally than normal.
Mm-hmm.
My hope is that by me being on these two episodes, your podcast skyrockets to top 10 for iTunes podcast suggestions. What was the other question? I don't remember. Hopes?
Dreams?
Dreams? My dream is to... I'm really sorry. I don't have any dreams.
Okay, well, I guess on that depressing note, should we go into Querence Corner?
Let's do it.
All right, well, here we are in Querence Corner, and I mean, I know you don't know what the normal Querence Corner looks like, but it looks a little bit different today.
It's very green.
Yeah, verdant.
Feeling a little claustrophobic over here.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Well, then I can't imagine how you would have done in the attic.
Yeah, who knows?
We're in Querence Corner today, and our question this week comes to us from Kaylin.
In Atlanta.
Do you want to do the honors?
Oh, sure. Is there anything I need to know to make the most of my vacation in August? I'm going to Europe for 2 weeks, mostly taking trains around.
All right. Well, do you have any pre-advice? Interestingly enough, you're about to go to Europe for 2 weeks. In fact, you'll be there when this podcast is being heard by everyone. So you won't even know if this podcast is shooting up to top 10 in iTunes.
I'm just preparing to walk off the plane and have to put my sunglasses and hat on so that the paparazzi doesn't know that it's me walking off the plane.
I was going to say, I guess I guess you're going to have to like really keep them at bay, because once the show blows up.
Yeah. That's why I have to leave the country right after we record these, because it's about to be wild.
Smart.
Yeah.
All right. So what's your pre-advice? Because you're a traveler.
Okay. To make the most out of your vacation in August, I would say...
The way you just said that was like a bad informational video.
Do you ever find yourself going on vacation in August? Especially for 2 weeks in Europe? Here are some ways to make that better.
For 200 easy payments of $19.99, you can buy a plane ticket to Europe.
I don't know. Go into it with an open mind. I would say don't schedule anything super, like, don't make your calendar too rigorous and leave room to change things around and kind of go with the flow, unless it's something, of course, you need like a ticket to or like to catch one of those trains. You don't want to probably leave that too loosey-goosey. But everything else, just have an idea of all the things you want to see and kind of plan your days as they go.
That's good. My advice for, I'll address the trains part. That'll be my pre-advice. My pre-advice, get a seat where there's a table.
Mm. Also, Germany, if you miss the train because their other train system isn't working, they'll just put you on another train. They won't even make you buy a new one for completely missing the train, which was very nice.
Sounds like you have personal experience with that. Well, this week, and perhaps for several weeks into the future, we're going to be doing the decks a little bit differently. In the past, Brian, who... Pour one out. Oh, wow. Okay, so you've been listening to the podcast and you decided that you were going to do the sound effects.
I've been practicing.
Well, Brian, he had, and maybe still has, a bad deck buying habit, which supplied us with hundreds of decks to look at and rate every week.
Bad decks, buying habit.
Was that a real song, or is that a song that you just made up?
I just made it up.
That's good.
Thank you.
Maybe we should make it the theme song. I'll have to save that audio clip for later. So Brian had all these decks. We would go through them. We eventually got through all of them and had to start going through them again. I spend my money in other ways that aren't tarot deck related, and so I just have a small assortment of decks. But another thing that I've been thinking is that on this show, I know a lot of people who are in the Facebook group and who comment on iTunes note that they use this podcast to learn a little bit more about the tarot, which is how this whole podcast started. And obviously, I'm not learning anything and trying really hard not to, but I appreciate that you all are. And Julia is new to the tarot, and our new regular co-host will also be fairly new to the tarot. And so in that vein, we are going to just be using the regular Rider-Waite tarot, and that's going to be our focus for a while. When we're not going to have any deck ratings for the time being, but instead, yeah, you're raising your hand.
Yeah. Thank you to whomever posted about the Dachshund tarot deck. And I will say that I was kind of expecting a box with a bow this morning for my first podcast and for it to have the Dachshund tarot deck inside. But here we are with your standard tarot writer.
Wait.
Pack. So. Continue.
Okay. Wow. Well, we'll just move on from that. I think it was Amanda who posted the Dachshund tarot, which was adorable. All right. So, man, I've just totally been derailed now based on that really passive-aggressive sting. Just trying to collect my thoughts and get back to it. Anyway, so we're going to be using the Rider-Waite tarot. We're going to be describing the Rider-Waite tarot, and this should help give everybody a bit of a better idea what we're thinking of when we're thinking about cards and the meanings of cards and the symbolism on cards. So that's it. We just have the Rider-Waite tarot deck, no deck rating. I mean, I guess 3 stars, because by definition, the Rider-Waite deck gets 3 stars.
It is a nice deck, because for those of us who don't know what's going on, it's pretty clear, which is nice. The Dachshunds would have been cute. So
good. Well, I'm really glad that you're not upset about that or mad or anything. And it's good that it won't, it'll just stay on the podcast and won't affect our marriage in any way.
Yeah.
As a reminder, Kaylin asks, Is there anything I need to know to make the most out of my vacation in August? I'm going to Europe for 2 weeks, mostly taking trains around.
Great, have fun.
I feel like my hands have gotten smaller since Brian left the show, because I feel like this deck was never a problem to shuffle before, and now it just seems too big.
What a weird thing. I might not even listen to the podcast. I don't know. Maybe I'll skip the whole thing. It took me a year to watch one of my dance videos, so...
So you don't want to... You just don't want... You won't know how you sound?
I don't know.
Part I guess of me, you'll just see me, when you get off the plane?
Yeah, part of me wants to... Well, I know when I get off the plane, but I don't have to listen to myself to know that. Yeah, part of me is like, should I listen to it? I don't know.
I guess we'll find out. To come. Do you want to... On your first show, do you want to do the honors?
Sure. Flip.
All right, we have the Eight of Swords.
Oh, okay. It doesn't look great. There are there are eight swords stabbed into the ground. There is a woman or man, maybe woman, in red, tied up and blindfolded. And then on the ground, there is, it's red, or maybe they mean dirt, but it looks like it might be red. Just imagine eight swords stabbed into a maybe dirt, maybe blood ridden ground with a woman or man blindfolded and tied up.
So the Eight of Swords is about feeling trapped or imprisoned. And the story that goes with this card is that the woman is like in this prison of swords, but the prison of swords isn't very good. It's not like really encircling her all that well. She's tied up and blindfolded, so she can't see. So if she's trying to like move around, she keeps bumping into the swords. But if she took off her blindfold, she would see that if she just kind of walked forward, she would be able to like get out of the prison. It's a card about feeling trapped, but it's sort of a self-imposed feeling trapped. Did we say this was the past?
This is the past.
All right, good. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, I'll just cut that out and move it.
Put it in the past.
Good. In terms of Kaylin's trip, maybe she's feeling sort of trapped in the sense of she really wants to like get out and see the world, but in the past has been feeling like stuck at home.
That's good. Yeah. I'm hesitant to say what I was thinking because I know whatever I said last is correct.
Kaylin, yeah.
So I listen. But also I like what you said, so we can continue.
Okay. So moving on to the present.
Flip.
We have the queen. Oh, sorry, the King of Swords.
And it is a king sitting down holding a sword up.
We have the King of Swords, and the King of Swords is the leader of the suit of swords. He represents someone who is strong and powerful, and also swords being the suit of the mind. The King of Swords is a strategist. He's a planner, someone who likes to look ahead and think through how everything is going to go and map out this whole schedule of how things are going to play out, because that's what he does. He's a deep thinker, and that's how he's gotten to where he is in his life. In terms of the trip, and by virtue of you coming here and asking this question, I'm starting to put these two cards together and thinking, you know, we have two swords cards, which are both cards of the mind. And I know one of your pieces of pre-advice, Julia, was to not overthink things. And both of these cards are cards that are all about thinking and planning ahead. And I'm wondering if in the present right now, you are looking ahead to this trip and, I mean, planning a lot of it. And I don't know that that's necessarily a good or a bad thing, but almost overthinking it maybe.
Okay, so are you saying that she is overthinking right now? Is that what this card means? This card just means in the present moment, you're a thinker about something specific?
Yeah, I mean, it generally represents a person who is very good at thinking about things and a very strong long-term planner. I don't know that that's necessarily a weakness. I guess I'm playing off the Eight of Swords, which is a card about being trapped and feeling... Brian's cats didn't do that either. A lot of guests. Normally the guests on this show are just ghosts or zombies. Very rarely animals.
But not today.
So I guess where I'm getting the overthinking and the planning is the Eight of Swords. But you're right. The King of Swords doesn't mean overthinking. So I would say that maybe a way to think about this is to maybe be planning how you're going to make the most out of the vacation or like thinking ahead. But I guess this isn't the future card. It's the present card. And we have these two swords cards, one of them about being trapped and one of them being about good at being a long-term thinker. And so the way that at this point, you know, we're still in the past and the present. And so in the past, you know, perhaps you're feeling trapped by wanting to make the most out of this trip. And in the present, to avoid that, you're really trying to think long term and trying, you know, using the skills that you have at planning to try to create this dream vacation that's going to really pay off. Maybe that's where we're at.
Okay. Yeah. I like it.
All right. And now, finally.
Future flip.
We have the Ten of Wands.
Okay. And this is a man, or I guess man, holding 10 really long sticks, which I assume are to represent the wands, but they have leaves on them and sticks, and them are a little weird looking. Have you talked about that before?
Probably not a long time if we have it all.
Well, if you ever have this deck, check out the Ten of Wands. And
it's basically all wands cards. The wands look like that.
Okay, well, check out the wands. One end of the wands looks a little suspicious, but he's just carrying them, and he has his head kind of buried in them while he's
carrying
them.
How do they
look
suspicious?
Well, they're a little phallic.
Oh, wow. You went there. I didn't think you were going to go there.
With leaves growing out of them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the Ten of Wands is a card that Brian loves, a card that is not my favorite, but the way that Brian describes it that I like is it's the work harder. Nope. That's wrong. Work smarter, not harder. I was going to say backwards. Work harder, not smarter. Be dumb. That's what the card is about. The Ten of Wands shows this person carrying the wands, and he's exhausted because he's carrying the wands in a very inefficient way. He's like carrying these straight up and down. He can hardly hold on to them, and he's walking towards the city. He's exhausted, and that's because there's better ways to do this. Asking for help, like maybe carrying them
sideways,
horizontally or sideways. I think that this goes back to support your pre-advice, because this is a card, like wands are all about passion. You know, in the Ten of Wands, this person's burnt out because they've been working harder, not smarter, and they've lost some of their passion. So I would say that what we've got here is tracking, in that this is an exciting trip. You don't get to go on this trip every day or every week or every year, and you want to make the most out of it. But I think the way to make the most out of it is to hold on to that passion and not overthink it. I mean, it seems like based on the King of Swords that planning ahead is one of your strong suits, but I think supporting the pre-advice, you know, don't overthink things. Plan ahead, but, you know, hold on to some of that sense of excitement and wonder. Don't have everything scheduled out too far in advance. Stay flexible, because that's the way that you're going to really get to experience the cities that you're visiting. And when you stay open, you get to do things that maybe you wouldn't have otherwise done that really make the trip special and memorable. All right. Thank you, Kaylin. Hope that helped. Here we are back in the liminal space at the end of Queerance Corner. Thank you again to Kaylin. How was it, Julia? How was your first Queerance Corner?
It was a very special space. It was a little weird, a little claustrophobic in that corner, but I feel like I came out with some new knowledge. I learned some things, and I appreciate that.
Here we go into Card of the Week. All right, here we are in Card of the Week. And what is Card of the Week?
Card of the Week is a card for all of our listeners.
And Lycan.
Any and everyone. And it's just for them to keep in mind throughout the week.
Excellent. You've been listening. A+. Again, we're still using the Rider-Waite tarot deck, and we're going to be reading from The Key to the Tarot, Revised and Updating Edition. A Snake is Eating Its Own Tail, A.E. White, forward by Liz Green. That's the book we're going to be reading from.
The font is very small, and the book is very small. It's kind of hard to hold.
Yeah, it's like a little pocketbook.
So I've asked Ben to read, because it's a little weird.
All right, well, here we go. Here comes the Card of the Week. Flip. It's the Nine of Cups.
Okay, so the Nine of Cups has a man with his arms crossed, legs kind of spread open, kind of like, what is that called, where the men sit, the man spread? Is that it? I don't know what it's called, but you know.
I think man spreading is a thing. I think that's it.
So he's got that going on. Both of his toes are pointed outward because his legs are kind of, you know, doing that. Not relevant, but
I mean important.
Just wanted you to have the full effect. And he has a red hat on, and around him are 9 cups.
All right, and here is the little white book. Although, like a real book. It's bound, it has a cover.
Yeah.
It's not paper. 9. A comfortable character is feasting to his heart's content, and an ample supply of refreshing wine is on the arched counter behind him. Is he feasting? There's no food.
His arms are crossed.
His arms are crossed. There's no food at all in the picture.
Yeah.
So I'm already a little skeptical of this book. Divinatory meanings. Concord. Contentment. Physical well-being. Also, victory. Success. Advantage. Satisfaction for the querent or person for whom the consultation is made. Here endeth the reading.
Well, it sounds like everybody's going to have a really nice week. A very successful and victorious week. So I would go into it with an open mind and try to see the good in what's going on around you and enjoy the victories, even if they're small.
That was great. That was great. And do you feel like if somebody's experienced a victory this week, should they manspread so that we know they've 1, listened, and 2, experienced their victory?
Yes. Yes, please do that. And then please have someone take a photo of you and hashtag manspread.
Spreading.
Never forget.
Terror spreading. Oh,
never
that's good.
Stop.
Terror hashtag spread. Terror spreading. That's good. Terror spreading. That's card of the week. Well, we've done it. We've made it to the outro. 325-6047. Review us on iTunes. Thank you, too. You're looking at me weird. I'm just 30 seconds skipping through the outro.
Oh.
I mean, you should know. That's probably exactly what it sounds like.
This is perfect.
That was very familiar to you, I would have thought. But you gave me a very puzzled look, like you didn't know what was happening.
That was good. I like that. You're welcome to everybody. You don't have to skip it.
I skipped it live. For those of you who 30 seconds skip, now the podcast is over, you can close the app. For the rest of you who come for the outro, a large portion of the lols, I have to imagine, are here for the outro. Because there's still good content and good jokes in it. Thank you very much to Kaylin this week. Thanks for your question and have a great trip to Europe.
Thank you to the lols. We'll have a moment of silence for all of our lost lols.
Good. You can find us at amateurtarot.com. That's a place you can go to answer. Nope. We'll answer the questions. You ask us the questions there.
And if you have a question and you want to call it in, it's 314-325-6047.
And if they call now, Julia, in the next 10 minutes of us recording this podcast, which is on a different day and time than usual, what do they get?
I'll host a party for them.
Wow. That's big. You better hope nobody calls. Will you fly to them or will they have to come here?
I would love for somebody to call. You know, you'd probably have to come here. I'm going to host the party for you. So
it's only polite to show up. We have a Facebook page and a Facebook group. That's at Facebook/amateur tarot and Facebook/groups/amateur tarot. The group's a fun place. People post doxin tarot decks and fun tarot memes and have good tarot conversation and good Harry Potter conversation. If you want to follow Julia, she has a Twitter account at J_Madaraz. That's MADARASZ.
That's where I post all of my existential thoughts.
About once a month.
Depends. Depends what's going on. But yes.
But some blue check marks follow nonetheless. So you probably want to get on that.
I have a lot of blue check mark followers. But only like, never mind. It's okay.
You don't want to brag about it?
Yeah, I don't want to talk. I don't want to get into it. This is not the place. You know, it's kind of inappropriate. You don't name drop.
Sure.
You don't blue check drop. Like.
Yeah.
Like that. So if you want to see what Ben is up to, he has a website called I'm Making All This Up. Not like it's something that I've known for many, many years. I'm getting a really friendly look right now.
Yeah, of course. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It doesn't cost anything. It helps us out a lot. We get top 10 that way, as has been predicted by Julia. So it has to come true because it was on the podcast. So please help us get to top 10 so Julia can have a very star-studded European vacation. Oh, and here we are at item number 9. I feel like I've been talking a lot. Is there something? Do you want to take this one? It's a new era of amateur tarot.
And I get to think whoever, whatever I want.
Yeah. You just say thank you to, and then you say whatever you want to thank.
Okay. Well, I don't know how much our audience would appreciate this, but I'm going to go ahead and say it because it was a pretty great week. So I'm going to say thank you to the St. Louis Blues.
Wow.
For winning the Stanley Cup.
That's good. I think we have a lot of St. Louis listeners and probably not as many Boston listeners.
It was a very fun night.
Just like Brian, you mentioned sports, you know? It's just like he's right here in the room. You two have like the same interests. All right, and with that,
spoiler alert, magic is real. Well, what I'm realizing is there's things that I'd like to say, but I probably shouldn't say on a podcast, so...